I'm Johnny Mack, poolside once again with your daily comedy news. It's gorgeous out. Did you see Joe Biden met with world leaders at the G7? Seth Meyers said, Biden's message at these meetings has been simple. America is back, you know, like the McRib. America's back for a limited time only. Offer not valid in Florida. Trevor Noah. And the meeting of the world's most popular liberal democracies had a lot on their plate this year, like combating climate change, trying to figure out how to stop corporations from evading tax, and countering China's growing economic and political influence around the world. They also had to make time to take a group photo where they all look like the white side of a chessboard. Have you noticed the pattern in Trevor Noah's jokes? He'll be like, hey, in this premise, here's one serious thing, a second serious thing, and here's a really wacky twist where the punchline is. That seems to be his formula. Seth Meyers, President Biden attended the NATO summit, met with the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, and he said, I think I'm taking all of those. Jimmy Fallon, everybody wanted something from Biden. Germany asked to stand up to Russia. The UK told him to keep an eye on China. And France wants him to renew Emily in Paris for a third season. James Corden said, capping off a weekend of G7 meetings, President Biden met with Queen Elizabeth. The two had tea, or as Joe Biden calls it, getting in the scone zone. Colbert, Biden and the Queen had met before. It was way back in 1982. That's when she was touring with her synth pop band Flock of Regals. Jimmy Kimmel, all right, that was kind of funny. Jimmy Kimmel, President Biden said the Queen reminded him of his mother, and the Queen, this was kind of cool. The Queen was like, oh, really? Could your mother do this? And then she dropped into full splits. It was incredible. Stephen Colbert, okay, sure, that's nice, Joe, but you're only 17 years apart. Fallon, something tells me Biden wouldn't do well on Tinder, right? You remind me of my mother. Kimmel, after the ceremony, they had tea. This is what the crown would look like if it's on CBS. Fallon, this is what the James Bond poster is going to look like by the time they release the movie. Fallon, yeah, it looks like they're waiting to buy wands at Harry Potter World. Speaking of the Queen, let me plug Palace Intrigue. That's the other podcast I write for. It is 5 minutes a day about the royal family. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. If you like your Meghan Markle gossip, definitely check that out. So after 211 episodes, Stephen Colbert had an audience in front of him again. He was doing the show in the Ed Sullivan Theater like in the olden times when, you know, people would go to see shows and we'd sit next to each other. Colbert said, so how you been? It's great to be back. We never really left, but we certainly weren't here. This is a slightly different energy than the converted storage room 8 floors above us, as lovely as that was. The host joked that the production had installed remember how to applaud signs for the audience and said, I don't know if I even remember how to pander to the most beautiful crowd in the world. Colbert also got in a jab at New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo said he made the show's return to a full audience possible. Colbert claimed to have a note from Governor Andrew Cuomo, which read, if you remember me for one thing this year, let it be bringing back the late show audience. That's it. Stephen Colbert's first guest was Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart has quite made the news. I bet you saw this on your news feeds. Jon Stewart talked about what he believes is the correct coronavirus theory, is that it came from a lab and not, quote, a pangolin kissing a turtle or a group of feisty bats in a market. Jon Stewart said, I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has in many ways helped ease the suffering of the pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. Jon Stewart said, there's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China, and what do we do? Oh, you know, who could we ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? Look at the name. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. The AV Club recaps that this seemed a shock to Stephen Colbert, who at one point reached for his coffee mug to load up a never-delivered spit take in the aghast Stewart's face. Colbert asked Jon Stewart how long he's been working for conspiracy kook, seditionist, dimwit, and guy band from YouTube for spreading coronavirus misinformation Republican Senator Ron Johnson. But while Stewart was doing an extended bit, it wasn't entirely a bit. Sounds like it was pretty interesting. Hey, George Lopez news. Nope, has nothing to do with food. I know you're shocked. It has something to do with comedy. George Lopez apparently getting into comedy. NBC has put a pilot commitment to a new George Lopez comedy. George Lopez and his real-life daughter, Mayan Lopez, will star in a working-class family comedy about dysfunction, reconnection, and all the pain and joy in between. It is called Lopez versus Lopez. I'm hoping it is set at a taco restaurant, maybe a brewery. You never know what George Lopez is up to. Still no confirmation on that cannabis story from the other day, by the way. Don't forget, you guys have homework. You got to go to LopezTacos.com, price out some items, see if you can, you don't have to order them, just see if you can find out how much things cost, report back to me on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. From 48hills.com, your home for comedy news, Brian Posehn is back on tour. Each show kicks off with a quick How I Spent COVID recap. Brian Posehn dishes about everything else going on in his life, from being a dad and a dog owner to his broader worldly concerns in between his trips to his favorite local Chinese restaurant, the House of Nanking. Posehn says, I have a lot of new stuff, a whole pandemic's worth. He's also got some career goals, saying, I'm not done. It would be super cool to be in a good Marvel movie. He does not count Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer as a good Marvel movie. Or a DC film, or a horror flick, or where I have a bigger part, protagonist or antagonist. I'd love to be in a Blumhouse horror film that a billion people can see. Whitney Cummings is also back on tour. Her tour is called the Touch Me Tour. She names her tours the same way Chelsea Handler does, apparently. Whitney Cummings said, over the past year, I've had a lot of time to drink, but also to work on ways to connect with comedy fans through my podcast and social media. And even though we've all been so far away from each other, I feel closer than ever to the people who follow me. I went from putting out a well-polished hour comedy special every couple of years to sharing my personal life daily and, frankly, secrets I shouldn't even tell my therapist. I can't wait to get back in venues with comedy fans and get every other disease besides COVID. And Kevin Hart talked about a topic that I'm just bored with. I can't believe we're still talking about cancel culture, but why not? He spoke to the Sunday Times, not the New York version, the UK version. Kevin Hart said, were people supposed to operate perfectly all the time? I don't understand. I don't expect perfection from my kids. I don't expect from my wife, friends, employees. Because last I checked, the only way to grow up is from screwing up. I don't know a kid who hasn't screwed up or done some dumb stuff. He used some curse words there. I've been canceled, what, 3 or 4 times? Never bothered me. If you allow it to have an effect on you, it will. Personally, that's not how I operate. I understand people are human. Everyone can change. It's like jail. People get locked up so they can be taught a lesson when they get out. They're supposed to be better, but if they come out and people go, I'm not giving you a job because you were in jail, then why the F did I go to jail? That was my punishment. How do you not give these people a shot? They're all saying life should be over because of a mistake. Your life should end. There should be no opportunity to change. What are you talking about? And who are you to make that decision? He talked about censoring his material, saying, you're thinking that things you say will come back and bite you on the behind. I can't be the comic today that I was when I got into this. He said, ruffling feathers with an off-color joke is not necessarily about cancel culture. It's backlash. It's about the intent behind what you say. There's an assumption it's always bad. Somehow we forgot. Comedians are going for the laugh. You're not saying something to make people angry. That's not why I'm on stage. I'm trying to make you laugh. And if I didn't make you laugh, I failed. That's my consequence. If there's a message to take from anything I've said, it's that in this world of opinion, it's okay to disagree. It's okay to not like what someone did. And to say that person wasn't for me, we're all caught up in everybody feeling like they have to be right. And there are ways the only way. Politics is messed up because if you don't choose our side, you're dumb. It's a divide. It's messed up. But I'm not about to divide. I don't support the divide. I put everyone in the bleeping building. We all come to this building Kevin Hart is in and we all laugh. I bring people together, like it or not. Oh, there's more. If people want to pull up stuff, go back to the same old tweets of old. Go ahead. There's nothing I can do. You're looking at a younger version of myself, a comedian trying to be funny, and that attempt failing. Apologies were made. I understand now how it comes off. I look back and cringe. So it's growth. It's about growth. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, George Lopez Podcast, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.